And over the next 15 years, a growing and ageing population will increase pressure on GP surgeries. To meet that demand, a new report says we need a huge increase in GP and practice nurse numbers. Here's Sheila Connolly, Associate Professor with the ESRI and lead author of the research. She's been outlining some of the main findings to our reporter, Andrew Louth.
What we find is that the growing and the ageing population will result in a significant increase for general practice services in the coming years. So we find that for general practice consultations, they are projected to increase by between 23 and 30% by the year 2040, while for general practice nurse consultations, the demand is projected to increase in the region of 32 to 36% over the same time period. So in order then to meet this demand and to ensure that people can continue to see their general practitioner and general practice nurse, there would need to be a significant increase in the workforce along with this increase in demand.
And what level of staff increase are we talking about?
So for general practitioners, we estimate that there would be a need for an additional somewhere between 940 to 1200 GPs to meet this additional demand, while for general practice nurses, we estimate that there would be a need for an additional somewhere between 760 to 860.
And is this something that looks likely to be met at this stage?
Well, that's unclear, I suppose, at this point. But we do know that the Irish College of General Practitioners, for example, has increased the number of training places available for GPs in Ireland over the last number of years. So certainly the number of trainees in general practice in Ireland should increase in the coming years.
And that's Professor Sheila Connolly of the ESRI there with our reporter Andrew Louth. Now, we also know from earlier data that a third of GPs are over the age of 55 and a significant part of that number over the age of 65. For more, we're joined by Dr. Tighe Crowley, GP Chair of the Irish Medical Organisation and a GP in Kilkenny. Dr. Crowley, good morning.
Mary, good morning. How are you?
Look, before we talk about those stark numbers projecting forward for the next 10 or 15 minutes, just tell me what daily life is like for a GP like yourself in Kilkenny right now.
Well look, it's busy. Obviously, COVID sort of interrupted medical practice and made it busier in some extent. But I suppose we've gone back to what you'd consider normal general practice. It is busy. It's a great job. I mean, anyone who's considering medicine, I'd always say general practice is a fabulous job to be in. We're facing challenges. And for your listeners, some of the challenges are age-related, like the study showed there. Some of it are an ageing GP population. We had a generation of GPs or prospective GPs wiped out by FEMPI cuts about 15 years ago, and it put people off going into general practice. So we're sort of recovering from that. In terms of job satisfaction, it's still a fabulous job, but I suppose we are facing challenges. We're actually, interestingly, Mary, we're facing the challenges that the UK faced 20 years ago. So it's going to be really important to have steady hands in the Department of Health and Government. The UK got it wrong. The NHS has been destroyed in general practice. And it's really important at this stage that we look at A, the number of medical doctors we train, and B, the number of GPs that we train.
So according to those ESRI numbers, we need anything up to 1,200 additional GPs and, you know, significant numbers of practice nurses as well. Are we anywhere near training and turning out sufficient numbers to meet that demand and the retirements that we're talking about as well, given the age profile?
Yeah, and as you said earlier on there, I mean, 40% of GPs are over 60. So we've got to a stage at the moment in terms of the GP population that we are facing a crisis in the number of people that will come through there. So we have increased the number of GP training posts to 350, but that's still not going to come close to the number of GPs that we'll need in the long term.
So what do we do?
Well, I think it's going to go back to some basics. And because I feel we're at a crossroads, we're going to have to increase the number of undergraduates that we train, first of all. Obviously, we can appeal more at colleges for more GPs to come through, and that has a certain effect, but that takes from other specialties. A GP, it takes a lot of training, it takes a lot of work to go through. So increasing the number of undergrads, I think, is the way forward. The problem is that there's a high quality, you know, satisfaction rates with GPs is very high. if you don't train enough GPs, what you have is you get, and we've seen this in other countries, these pop-up medical clinics that have employed doctors that aren't actually GPs. So the long-term effect on the population is quite poor.
Now, we have other programmes at this stage. The non-EU GP programme, is that working?
Again, that's a temporary measure that was brought in for certain rural areas. And although it's a start, it's not going to be the ultimate answer to training the number of GPs we need for the population. And this is looking at Irish graduates from Irish universities working in an Irish population.
But aren't there other issues as well? Do we need to encourage GPs to stay in this country, to practice in this country? And significant numbers are leaving.
Yeah, I would argue that most actually come back. And, you know, Irish medicine has a long tradition of doctors going abroad, learning new skills and coming back. Some obviously stay abroad and have gone on to great things.
But are GP, young GPs leaving in greater numbers? I mean, junior doctors would traditionally perhaps have left, or maybe doctors in schemes, in consultancy schemes, would leave for additional training. But is it a relatively new phenomenon that GPs have been leaving in big numbers?
No, I think always GPs have left. A sizable percentage do come back. But I suppose that brings a really interesting point in that it is a competitive market worldwide for doctors. And I suppose it's incumbent on those working within the health system here to make sure that it's an attractive area for GPs to come back to. And one of the areas, it's very difficult to set up and practice as a young GP. And it's something that I think the government really need to focus down on. Like when you look at, and it's a canary in the mine in terms of general practice, the number of GP lists that are being unfilled at the moment is something that will need to be looked at.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Tadhg Crowley, GP Chair of the Irish Medical Organisation. 13 minutes to 8.